Hi, everyone. This is Yannick Silver for another issue of Maverick Business Insider. We're interviewing another fabulous Maverick Business Adventures member. This is Tim Storm from FatWallet.com, and I'm really excited to interview Tim because Tim is one of those guys that I didn't know at all. He was I met him at a Vern Harnish Gazelles event, actually, and I think when we were in the bar talking, and I think, Tim, your words to me were, "Where have you been all my life?" or something like that, or "Where's this group been all my life?"
And actually, I think the exact words were, "Why am I not a member yet?"
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And so, Tim, I've been really impressed. You know, had a chance to hang out with him on a couple different adventures that we've done, and just really impressed at what he's done and built Fat Wallet up. And we're going to get to hear the story of that and what he's doing essentially as a super affiliate, but with a really cool twist to it. And they also have a really amazing company culture that they fostered, and they've grown from using some of the Gazelles tools. And Tim's a fabulous student of business, of management, of a lot of different things. So we're going to get hopefully a tremendous education here. So welcome, Tim.
Thank you. And when you say student, I'm assuming you mean I make a lot of mistakes and learn from them.
Well, that's the best way of doing it a lot of times. And I mean, somebody that you know, you always are out at seminars. I mean, you're at the TED conferences, you're at the Gazelles group, you're coming to Underground in 2 weeks here. You're always learning, and like you said, sometimes that means making mistakes, and sometimes that's the best way that we move forward.
Yeah, learning from the mistakes of others is also a good way.
Yeah. Well, give us, fill in a couple blanks here. I think you started in 99, is that right, with Fat Wallet?
That's right. Started the site in December of 99. Had literally started the company with $100. It was back in the days when a domain name was $70 for 2 years and $30 for a month of web hosting. And you know, that first month, I think Amazon paid me something like $105, so I made $5.
Where'd you come up with the idea, or what was the trigger point?
Well, a couple things happened at the same time, and I was running the websites for a consumer electronics company, and one of the projects that I was given was to set up an e-commerce website for audio products that consumers in the United States had never heard before. We were importing products from overseas. And they also gave me the challenge of that there was no marketing budget, so there's no way to get the word out. So it was just kind of interesting. We sold a couple items a day just by accident, and then one day we sold, I forget what the exact total was, 10 to 20 units of something. I'm like, what the heck's going on? I went through the web logs and found out that there was a website that had come across one of our clearance deals and had posted some information about it. And I got in contact with the website, and I said, "Hey, you know, you might want to tell your readers about this deal too." And it was even a better deal. It was like $10 more, but it was a much better product. And we sold another batch of products. I'm like, "Wow, this whole third-party endorsement really means something." They weren't getting paid to promote the product, but they were just helping people out. And I thought that was pretty cool. And the other thing that happened about the same time was that I was going to go place an order from Amazon, and they had sent me an email coupon that I wanted to use. Well, back in 99, it wasn't the case where you had email everywhere. I had downloaded it on my machine at home, and I was at work, and I was going to place the order. And I'm like, well, it was like winter save or some, you know, common word coupon like that. And I couldn't remember what the word was, so I did a search on, I think it was Alta Vista at the time, and the websites that came up for Amazon coupon either weren't up to date or they weren't done professionally. And being a computer geek since I was 10 years old, I was like, I can do that. And I just started out a hobby of putting together, when somebody would send me a coupon, I'd post it online, thinking that's something I can do part-time, it wouldn't be a big deal, and I'll help a bunch of people out. And so literally one day put up a website one Sunday morning, and that was the beginning. That was the start.
Then and now how so tell us how it's grown now. I think we get it wrong in the bio that we keep posting for Maverick, but we were off by a zero.
Well, you know, you you add a zero. We just need to take a little while to catch up to that.
We're hopefully optimistic for you.
That's fine. I mean, realistically, we get 180,000 on average visitors a day. We've got, last I looked, like something like 1.2 million registered members to our website. And those members can post on our forums, participate in that online community. They're also eligible to earn cash back on their purchases. And that's we do that with the majority of the merchants that we deal with. We share our commission with the person that makes the purchase.
Yeah, so that's probably the biggest twist that you guys added, which was, which I guess is the name for Fat Wallet, because it makes your wallet fatter, right?
Well, we started with the consumer rewards back in 2001 for the first time. We actually contracted with a third party to do that, because we didn't really have the technology at that time to do it ourselves. And we started a website called fatcash.com to do it. And it was just kind of a little bit of a risk, because, giving away the largest part of our commission seemed to be quite a bit of a risk.
Yeah.
And what we determined was that our core customer, the people who are using our forums and doing that, what I refer to as bargain hunting with, a couple hundred thousand of your closest friends, it was a bit of a risk to start giving back the commission that we made. But we also realized that people were using the information that was available on the website, and they would then go to another website that would give them the reward and the commission that they would earn, whether that, could have been any number of reward sites, whether it be on a credit card or a specialized website. And we said, why not try to serve the customer ourselves? And we gave it a shot, and it turned out to be a pretty big deal for us.
And so that became your USP in a way.
Yeah. Our core, our brand promise is to help people save money when they shop online. It's as simple as that. And sometimes it means getting a coupon or a discount. Sometimes it means getting cash back. And sometimes it means not even making the purchase at all. And that's just helping people be better consumers.
Well, give us a little bit of, from $100 getting going to now 1.2 million registered users.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the big milestones, and how did you get there?
Well, in 2000 was when we turned on our user community, and we started adding on our forums, and that was the first time we got interactive with our users, where we became something more than just a simple list of coupons. That was a key point, because we had a good amount of users that just joined up right then. We went from having no registered users to like 400 in the case of a weekend, and at this point, it's still a hobby for me. It wasn't a full-time gig, and that was pretty cool. It started exploding with activity. It was about 10 months after I initially started the website when I was able to get the cash flow to the point where I could walk away from the job that I had and take a shot at going on my own and,
How many
being
months
my
was
own
that?
Boss. What's that?
How many months did you say that was?
Ten months.
10 months.
So,
and what was, did you have, you had a family back then at that point?
Yeah.
But that made it riskier and...
It made it riskier, and, my mom specifically, she'd been in the educational field her whole life, and her thought was, you don't leave a good job, and I had
right.
a good job. And I started it, I took the shot, I hedged my bet. I was already knew what my cash flow was going to be for the next couple months, but it was a chance I had to take. I can fast forward to 6 years later when we're opening up a new 12,000 square foot office building. It was actually our second complete space after we left the basement, and we were standing in the lobby of our new place, and my mom looks at me and she's like, "Did you have any idea this is what we're going to do?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't. I didn't know what was going to happen 3 months or 6 months out to say that 5 years later we'd be having a place like this. We just wanted to help people save money, and if we could pay the bills along that way, fantastic."
Yeah, and I love that pivotal point. I mean, when that to me is really exciting about the internet is. You can, for 10 months, it was a sideline, it was a hobby type thing, and, And then when it started, I assume making you more money or made you enough money that you thought, hey, I could live on this.
Yeah.
We can go for it for real.
There's no way that when I started the website, I had visions of what it's become over the last 10 years. It was, early on when it started picking up, I'm like, man, we can turn this into something that makes six figures. This is huge. And now, we're beyond that. A funny story, a couple years ago, I guess it's about almost 2 years ago now, I was at a conference, and I was talking with one of our competitors, and he made comment about, Fat Wallet being huge. And I'm like, we're a private company. We don't release our revenue numbers. Yeah, you can see how many registered users we have and that type of thing, but you don't know what our numbers are. You don't know what our profit are.
Right.
And he looked at me, and he's like, okay, how many employees do you have? And at the time, I think we had something like 30-some or 40 employees, somewhere around there. And I said, yeah, we got 30, 40 employees. And he said, and you're profitable, right? And I said, yeah, we've not really hidden that fact. We've never had an unprofitable quarter since the beginning of the company. And he just looked at me and said, you're huge. Look around this room and you see, you'll see, I think the room was probably 75 people in it. And he's like, there's not a single one of these people in here that have more than two or three employees, and you've got 40. He said, dude, you're huge. Basically, just looking at what you can see just externally looking at what we have is, a number of employees, and it's like, oh, well, I guess when you recognize that 40 employees, and yeah, we pay well, and, we take care of our employees, that you can say, yeah, so I can deduce that we're doing okay.
That's pretty good. Yeah, and it's pretty that moment that you talked about with your mom looking at the 12,000 square foot building. I mean, that's pretty awesome to have one of those moments where you're like, well, that's we really have come a far way.
Yeah, and since then, 2 years ago, just over 2 years ago, we had a custom built 30,000 square foot office building that will hold us for our growth for the next few years. And the pride that they showed and the pride that the whole company shows when they bring their family in and they say, look what I'm a part of. And it's a physical embodiment of our company's culture.
Yeah, and we're definitely going to talk about the company culture. So that's something you do incredibly well. Let's talk a little bit about affiliate marketing. So that's obviously a core of what you do here. And we'll break it down for people that are either in the affiliate marketing space or possibly want to get into it. What's some of your best advice around what you see working right now in that space? If affiliate marketing has so many great advantages, we don't have to stock product, we don't have to deal with the customer support typically, and then we just get paid a commission, or that's the siren song anyway. Give us some input there.
Right. Well. Our revenue stream has been affiliate marketing since day one. I mean, 90%+ of our revenue. We have some direct ad sales, but majority of it is we don't get paid unless we drive a sale for someone. And from the get-go, our thought was, or my thought when I started the company, is I want to help people save some money. The information's out there. Let's provide some organization to this information and help people save money. The profit was secondary. And the affiliate marketing model is what allowed us to start from zero because we didn't have to invest in inventory. We didn't have to invest in any type of infrastructure. It was just something that turned on in a few hours. So the barrier of entry, 10 years ago was pretty darn low, and I would assume it's the same today. It's a much more competitive space than it was then. The environment of affiliate marketers has certainly matured. From that perspective, find something that you know and find something that you're passionate about that you can give value to a person that's surfing on the internet and be able to connect those consumers with the right solution for them, whether that be an information product or, you know, what I would consider our wheelhouse, which would be items that I would describe as things that get shipped in a brown box via FedEx or UPS. I mean, a commodity item. That's our strength. That's our wheelhouse. But there's the whole space is so huge, and everybody's got their thing of what they're passionate about. You know, where we're general, you know, help people save money when they shop online. Someone may be passionate about you know, physical fitness, or you know, having people, you know, personal goal setting. You know, whatever that may be in an information product. So there's so many niches that you can just jump in and find your space and go with that.
And would you tell people that not to be overly broad and general, like the way that you originally started, but now really pick a specific marketplace?
I think, you know, you just have to look at what the competition that's out there. You know, you jump into the space where I'm at right now, and you know, we're running in front of a steamroller. I mean, there's just so much competition in this space. Unless you can come on and bring some new value to the
right
equation, you're just going to be floundering and nobody's going to pay any attention to you. But if you can find a space that isn't being served, then you can start, you know, building up your knowledge base and what it takes to do affiliate marketing.
What do you think is the best avenue for affiliate marketing, or the best platform for it, a blog which has personal recommendations, or a review site, or, you know, something more along the lines of what you guys have done, where it's kind of consumer content driven, and where other people can just post? Is there any, yeah, because obviously it's changed now in 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, where a lot of folks have, you know, gone the route of putting up a blog, and it may be general towards a particular topic, and then they throw some Google AdWords or, you know, AdSense ads
right
in there. But one thing you can do is look at what type of AdSense ads are being thrown on your blog, and see what Google thinks and what the people who are visiting your site are interested in. Look for some affiliate programs and see if you can do a better job with the affiliate programs that are out there to fill that space in a way that is, you know, because a lot of people that are putting those AdSense ads are affiliates.
Right.
So, you know, why let Google take their cut if you can just put that ad on yourself and create that relationship? It may be that the AdSense is the right way, but if you're building your content around AdSense, I think you're leaving quite a bit on the table.